Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another soul winning tip in this video, and I want to talk to you about the importance of controlling the conversation when you're preaching the gospel. One thing to keep in mind when we're preaching the gospel is we're going door to door with a purpose, and it is our job to actually teach people the gospel, and we need to be in control of the conversation. And if we're not able to control the conversation, then we're inevitably going to be wasting our time. The Bible says in the Great Commission, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." We are meant to be teaching the gospel to people. Well, when you think about being a teacher in school, the teacher is going to be the one who does the majority of the talking. Can you imagine a math teacher going up to try to teach some difficult problem, and he only spends a couple minutes in an hour explaining it? There's no way that the students are actually going to be able to understand. And I want you to realize that when we are going soul winning, when we're going door to door, we actually have a purpose for why they're there. We are meant to teach people that either do not understand or do not believe the gospel, and we give them that chance to end up believing on Jesus Christ. So take, for example, a door-to-door salesman. A door-to-door salesman, let's say selling vacuums, is going door-to-door not because they're bored, but because they're trying to make money. They have a specific purpose. Can you imagine knocking on a door as a door-to-door salesman, and then the person at the door is trying to sell you Tupperware or plastic containers or, you know, utensils or something like that? Well, if you're going door-to-door with a purpose, are you going to spend 20 minutes listening to the sales pitch from the person at the door? Well, no, you're not going to, because you're there specifically to make a money, and time is precious. You don't want to waste your time. There's not an unlimited amount of time. We have 24 hours in the day, and so that there's only so much time that we actually have. Well, when we're going door to door, we're not going because we're bored or we have no purpose. We have a specific purpose, and our purpose is to teach the gospel. If we are not able to teach the gospel at a door, then we're going to be wasting our time. So when we're going door-to-door soul winning, our general assumption when we knock on a door, we have the hope that people are saved. And if they're not saved, we have the hope that they're willing to listen to the gospel. We give them a chance and we ask them if they want to hear the gospel. Well, sometimes somebody might say they're interested, or they might say they're willing to listen to the gospel. But does that mean that we should spend as much time as possible at that door no matter what? I mean, how do we know when we should move on from the conversation? Well, the Bible actually gives us guidance on that. Number one, realize this, that our goal is to actually teach the gospel. If we are not able to control the conversation at the door and the other person is doing most of the talking, then we need to just move on. And you know what? Sometimes we talk to people who are not bad people, but they're just bored or they're very talkative. And you reach a point where you cannot control the conversation. You're not really the one doing the teaching, but they're just kind of leading you down rabbit trails and telling you stories. And when that happens, it can be a very sad thing, but we honestly have to move on to the next door, because we're wasting our time if we're not able to teach the gospel. That is our purpose for being there. But also, we move on, not just when we can't control the conversation, but kind of attached to that is when the person basically becomes a heretic at the door. And so some people might be of a false religion, and their whole goal is to just argue with you. However, the Bible actually gives guidance on when you're preaching the gospel if you should end up stop preaching the gospel. The Bible says, "A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject." So let's say we're preaching the gospel and we show a couple clear verses on hell, and the person says, "I don't believe in hell." Well, at that point, we should move on to the next door, because biblically speaking, they've declared themselves to be a heretic because they're just denying the Bible. Or in Matthew 10, when Jesus sends his followers out two by two, it says this in verse number 11, "And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence." You say, well, what does it mean to be worthy? Well, when you're paying attention to this passage, someone who's worthy is someone who's actually willing to listen and receive the gospel. It says in verse 13, "And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it," referring to the gospel of peace. "But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet." So when someone says, you know what, if the Bible says if they're not willing to receive you nor hear your words, then you need to move on. And so if you're showing somebody something from the Bible and they're just clearly denying it and not believing it, it's time to move on to the next door. That does not mean that person's a child of the devil. It does not mean that they're a terrible person. It just means at that present moment, they are not able to receive the gospel and believe on Jesus. It could be that you've planted a seed and let that seed sit inside of them, and then maybe leave a good impression at that door. Don't be a jerk. And then maybe, you know, 6 months down the road, they might be willing to listen. The other thing is this. Think about if you're preaching the gospel to someone and they're not denying the Bible, but they're just not sure if they believe it or not. You say, what do you do in those situations? Well, in those situations, I believe you should go forward with the gospel. And how I like to end those conversations is kind of say something like this. If I've explained it, but they're not quite getting it, oftentimes I'll say, would you like me to show you a couple more verses, or do you just want to think about it? And honestly, 90% of the time, they'll say, I just want to think about it. That's the sort of person I'm talking about when they hear the gospel, and they don't reject it, but they also don't believe it. They're not sure. And usually, they just want time to actually think about it. And you know what? That's okay. But you know, if there's someone who's actually willing to listen and is not denying the Bible, but they're not sure, if they want me to show them a few more verses, then I might show them a few more verses. But it's important to know when to end the conversation, because otherwise you might be at the door where you're not the one teaching, you're not controlling the conversation, you have somebody denying the Bible, but some new soul winners feel like they should spend an hour and a half at the door arguing with a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon who's clearly just not willing to receive the words of Jesus Christ and believe on Jesus Christ, at least at that moment. So the bottom line is this, when we're going soul winning, one thing to keep in mind is that you should be controlling the conversation. You should be teaching the gospel to the people. If you are not able to do that, or they're not willing to listen or believe what you say, then it is time to move on. Thank you, and God bless.